Henry?
Mr. Ben,
you New York?
Yes, I've been up here this afternoon.
How do you find things up there?
Well, so far I haven't been anywhere. I'm going to the theater tonight, and then tomorrow I'm meeting with the Egyptians.
So far.
Did you see the Reston article yesterday, Mr. President, by any chance?
No, I didn't. I don't bother with that, you know.
No, it was very favorable.
You're right. Uh-huh.
Very,
very interesting. Well, I was really so, frankly, distressed by the rest and things on the back page and the Times running that disgraceful article on the POWs. I just thought that was about as shocking bit of goddamn journalism I ever saw.
But they talked, the reply of these POWs was really impressive.
It was great, but I mean, the Times to do that, you know, by this fellow Hirsch is a son of a bitch.
Well,
you know, he's probably a communist agent.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I just thought it was shocking the New York Times had run that.
Oh, it was.
What do you think? I mean,
it's the New York.
He was picking at Henry right out of the whole cloth.
No, but to me, they
didn't you really think the POWs did well though?
The POWs,
they smashed them, didn't they?
Beautifully. The fellow who said, "Let's raise the flag instead of
burning it."
The only interesting thing about Reston is, I mean, his convictions are appalling, but he can usually judge which way the trend in the country is.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he starts praising you, that means that he figures he better get on the bandwagon.
Oh, is that what he was doing in his article?
Yes.
Bill Hurst had told me about it. I saw him yesterday.
No, he said it's the greatest foreign policy initiative since the
Truman. He was talking about China, huh?
Since the Truman era, yes, and Nixon deserves the gratitude of his country.
Yeah. We're taking anything we can get, huh?
Well,
what is the situation with regard to, our Laos strike seemed to have been quite effective, wasn't it?
Laos strike was effective. There's been no other action in this area. We authorized another one today, a much smaller one for Wang Pao's forces, if he needed it.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't called for it yet.
Uh-huh.
And tonight there's going to be a massive one in Cambodia.
That's good. Well, I tell you, that's the only thing that we, you know how it is. We and it's not, we can get away with these. I mean, the network people try to whine and bitch around a bit, but nobody cares. I don't think we get one damn.
They all know that the last time you used.
That's exactly the you hit your nail on the head, haven't you? Because really, the last time they all bitched and got off on the limb, we sawed it off. Now this time they rather wonder, don't they?
Exactly. And when they were yelling about Laos right after the ceasefire, it still turned out all right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we're going to get much flack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a meeting today with the French ambassador, and I told him about the things you and I discussed.
Oh, good. Good.
If it helps Pompidou. And he was extremely appreciative.
That's good. Well, we can, you're going to meet tomorrow now with all these people.
I'm going to meet tomorrow afternoon.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what went on with their meeting at State, huh?
They took a very hard line and nothing really concrete.
Well, their line couldn't possibly be harder than the Israelis' line. I mean, the Israelis, Henry, we've got to realize, haven't budged even a third of an inch. These people at least have said they'll recognize, you know, they'll make a peace treaty.
Well, they're hanging in a complicated way. They say they'll make a ceasefire, and then the peace treaty they'll make if the Palestinians and the Israelis settle.
Yeah, I know, but being objective, the Israelis haven't moved.
No, the Israelis.
And they're being acting. I mean, the way they've handled this airplane thing is just. I mean, it's worse than the way Laird handled the bombing of that goddamn French embassy.
Well, one problem.
Unbelievable.
Is that they are having. I'd called Rabin to tell him about your view with respect to Mrs. Mayer that she shouldn't come in and say nothing can be done. And he said they have an election campaign.
I know. Well, that's right.
Not about that, but about the plane.
Yeah.
And in Israel, to be a hawk is more popular than the other.
Right, I understand. Well, that's their deal this year, and then it's next year ours. But this is our year to really do something, and so we can we'll have a little fun with it.